Just to the plow like you do the wagon. And put the harness on them and they pulled and they plowed.
But you could use the oxen, oxes?
Oxen, well, before they trained them, daddy had, and the boys had trained them a yoke of them. Great big old oxen for babies to feed and see after, just like the mules.
And so you could use either one?
Yeah, they could use either one. And then he had the mules, he had two mules, and they'd be, maybe, if he wanted to be a brick in a place for the, to plant something else here, they'd be using the oxen and they'd break up the dirt too.
If you went to the grocery store, now that you don't live on the farm anymore, you have to go there for your groceries.
Oh yeah, I have to go there and buy everything I get.
What do they put your things in there? Bring them home.
Bags, old paper bags.
And if you bought a lot of flour, what would it come in?
Little old 5-pound bag or a paper bag, 24-pound or a sack.
What about 50 pounds?
Well, there is 50 pounds in paper sacks.
That come in paper sacks?
Yeah, they got that in great long sacks like that. Or bags of little cloth. You know, 24-pound and 50-pound.
Well, if it's cloth, what would it be?
A sack.
And are the different sizes have different names? Or are they...
Well, there's 100-pound sacks, you know. Just like you used to buy chicken feed and cow feed.
Well, you'd have a 2-pound...
I buy a 5-pound bag of, in a paper bag of flour now. And there's 2 pounds. And there's 2 pounds of sugar in a paper bag.
Well, would you have a 1-pound sack or a 1-pound bag?
There is 1 pound. That's just a little to flour you chicken or something with. You got to have enough to make your biscuits or just make a mess of them up.
So if you only need 1 pound, you'd buy a 1 pound?
1 pound, and then if you only need any more, you'd have to buy.
And what would that come in?
They'd come in little pound bags.
Alright. And what's the big bag or sack that potatoes get shipped in? Or peanuts, something.
And that's old croaker sacks.
And if you went to the mill, how much corn could you carry at one time?
Well, you'd have to put it in a 100-pound sack, and get it that way, carry, or in a basket. We had baskets, and it's like that little basket I made in yonder, and it was made out of wider studies.
Well, how much would this be if you carry wood? How much could you carry in your arms?
Well, that would be a pretty good turn. About 4 or 5 pieces, big pieces. It would be 4 or 5 big pieces.
So it'd be a turn?
Yeah, it'd make you a turn if you've ever told it any. Have you ever told any?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you have.
Well, now, how much would you ever call it anything else? Would you ever call it an arm?
Arm full of wood.
Alright. And what would you call if you had somebody driving a wagon and they didn't have a full load, then you'd say he had just a...
Half a load.
Is that what you call
I'd say that, or a quarter of a load.
If it was just a...
A small little bit in there. It'd have to be a quarter of a load or a half of a load.
All right. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new what?
Bulb. All right.
And you ever call it anything else besides a bulb?
No, I just call it a bulb, which it is.
All right. And if it's not dark, then it's
light.
And when you carry your clothes out to do your washing, what do you carry them out in?
I carry them out in my basket.
And where do nails come in?